So I'm just wrapping up another period of observation in downtown Orlando. I realize downtown Orlando is OPD jurisdiction, Orlando Police Department jurisdiction, but OPD also seems to be a bit short-staffed, and that's probably same reason, you know, most or some departments are short-staffed, not because of money, budget issues, budgetary issues, but key to the sheriff's office is, you know, as a sheriff under the Florida State Constitution, it's very clear. You're the chief law enforcement officer of the county. Okay, so Orlando falls within the county of Orange County. It's a city within Orange County. Has its own police force and chief and so on, but the way I look at things is if there's a crime problem in one of the cities that falls within my county, then I'm going to work with that police chief to rectify those problems. And, you know, that's anywhere from just planning crime-fighting strategies that just involve OPD, or it could involve crime-fighting strategies involving OPD and the Sheriff's Department, you know, adding some resources to the Sheriff's Department, you know, adding deputies to the downtown area during certain times and days. So with that said, one of the observations I made with downtown Orlando is that, you know, there's definitely been, you know, an increase in violence there as well, and crime in general, but, you know, in particular lately, some shootings and so on. And the observations I'm taking in is that, especially on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and some other nights too, I'm finding, maybe Wednesday nights also. There's an active nightlife down there, of course, we all know that. But mixed in with, let's just call it normal nightlife and normal clientele, what you have is you've got some criminals who are coming out too. And what people don't realize is criminals like to party and have fun too. You know, criminals like to look at girls in short skirts too. So it looks like what you're getting is you're getting definitely some criminal element coming in, and they're bringing their guns, and they're getting a little drunk, and you add a little testosterone to that mixture, you add some women to that mixture, and you're going to have fights, you're going to have stabbings, you're going to have shootings, you're going to have other criminal activity. And again, I know the reason's probably budgetary, but it looks like OPD is short-staffed for some of these nights. And again, I would love to collaborate with, you know, work with Chief Looney of OPD, you know, to help rectify that problem. Obviously, Orlando itself, the city itself, is a major hub in this county, so that obviously needs to be protected as well as the rest of the county, but that is one of the biggest things I've observed, is that you've got some bad guys mixing in with the crowd, and they're bringing their toys with them as well, and you mix in a couple of other factors, like I said, the booze, the women, maybe some drugs or whatever else, and well, then you got yourself a bad situation. Biggest way to counter that is with actual police presence. There's other strategies and techniques that I don't want to go into in the name of not giving up my secrets to the bad guys, but at least on the surface, it is a deficiency in manpower issue, definitely.